Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 428. I am your host, JBD, here in New York, New York. As always, we are joined by a man who, if he showed up in Super Smash Brothers, I'd actually be surprised, Wombat.
Now entering Wombat.
Why are people so surprised to see a person from Final Fantasy in Smash Brothers?
Because
it's a video game, right?
I guess.
Yep,
I don't
you're
know.
Right.
Is that so crazy to see a video game character? I mean, if it was Master Chief, I'd probably be surprised. You know what? I wouldn't even be surprised. People like making money. I don't know.
I would be surprised.
That one would surprise you?
I'm going to go out on a limb here.
They didn't even put him in Dead or Alive when they were doing that. It looked exactly
right.
Like him. But
no, they did. Well, they put in...
Put Sarah in there, right?
Spartan.
I think wasn't it Sarah? I don't remember.
I think there was a guy and a girl, no?
Well, was it Master Chief in Soul Calibur? Is that the one he was in?
No, he was in Dead or Alive.
Oh, he's in Dead or Alive?
Oh,
that's right. It was Spawn.
People often get those two confused.
What about
he was the exclusive one for that. What was the game? Who was it on the PlayStation? I already forgot. Oh, it was the guy from Tekken.
It was
right?
Tekken guy. That even less of a surprise.
And then Link.
Yeah. So yeah, Cloud. Great. Mm-hmm. That just means we're gonna need a Cloud amiibo, right? That's the real story here.
Yeah, I don't know why any of it's so surprising. Companies like making money, and if they can make money together, it's not like these guys
are
arch rivals.
It's kind of cool that they've been supporting that game for so long now, though. Like, consistently adding characters.
What other games do they have to support?
I don't know. They could make new ones, but they keep supporting.
That's expensive.
Keep supporting that and Mario Kart, so. And Splatoon. They support Splatoon like crazy, too.
I guess if you're going to make figures of something, you want to do it around a game that you could possibly still sell copies of, tie it in somehow. Maybe. I don't know. Seems like a strategy. Anyway, I want to hear about shipwrecks.
Nintendo seems like a strategy.
We've done it before. I want to hear about Shipwreck putting his daughter to bed tonight, because that sounded pretty funny.
Man.
Or instant message.
So we're starting the show like a half hour later than normal here because my usually mild-mannered daughter, like, we've been watching this movie called Room on the Broom. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it.
I am familiar with it.
Oh, my God. I have watched it at least 60 times in the last 3 weeks.
There's plenty of room on the broom.
Right. It's room on the broom in the morning, room on the broom at night. So we're trying to get her to branch out and watch something else.
I actually do understand that. I feel your pain on the repeated viewing thing.
Yeah. So we
this
saw
is
Care
part of
Bears.
The, you have to explain that this is part of the going to bed procedure,
yeah,
right?
The going to bed procedure is we watch like a half hour TV show or whatever, and then we read books and brush teeth and go outside and say goodnight to the moon. And oh, God. It's a long, drawn out procedure.
This sounds a little painful, but go on.
So tonight we're like, oh, we'll watch some Care Bears. She's been liking Care Bears. So we're watching it, and all of a sudden she just like starts freaking out. We're not really sure why, but she's like, let's turn this off. I a couple of the Care Bears were like arguing with the evil, I don't know, he's not evil, but the bad guy, Beastly. Like, we go back to Netflix, and she's like, oh, let's watch that monkey show. And it's Julius whatever, Jr.
Mm-hmm. Who?
It's this monkey show that was on Nick Jr.
Okay.
You'd know it if you saw it.
Yeah.
I hope not.
It looks, it's animated in a very, like, Hello Kitty Japan style.
Okay.
The whole Sanrio stuff, whatever. So, just watching it, and then all of a sudden, just full on, just like face down on the bed, just screaming.
Oh, no.
Because one of these characters, who she's never even watched this show before. This is the first time she's ever seen it. One of these characters has lost his stuffed sock monkey. And oh my God, like it was over. She could not believe that this was happening. And they made, like, Julius is this inventor monkey. And so he made this robot sock monkey that was supposed to come out and comfort this bear that lost his sock monkey.
Hmm.
No, that was not a good idea.
Not a good substitute?
That was not a good substitute. And eventually, after some fast forwarding, the robot sock monkey found the sock monkey in, thank goodness, in the sofa and handed it back to the bear. And then my daughter, for like 10 minutes, is just still sobbing and just shouting out, "Thank you, robot! Thank you, robot!"
Oh, technology is awesome. Save the day yet again.
Right.
So did you cancel the Netflix subscription just outright?
I
like, okay, it's enough of that.
Right.
We're going with just straight on books. We're off the grid.
Off the grid. Have you said goodnight to the moon at this point yet?
No, that came afterwards.
Okay.
That was almost an incident too, because I had to throw away our jack-o'-lanterns that were on the porch like yesterday. And so as we were coming back in, she's like, "Good night, pumpkins." He was like, "Nope, get her back inside."
No. In the house. Right. Nothing to see.
Yeah,
so what do you do when there's no moon out?
It's you say goodnight to the moon, you say goodnight to the stars, you say goodnight to the sun. The clouds that are covering up all of these things.
Oh no.
Any airplanes that are flying by? Any cars that are going by?
You need to nip this in the bud.
This start? Because what's the target bedtime and what time does this start?
The target bedtime is anywhere between 8:30 and 9.
Okay.
And so you get her in the bath around 8, and then that starts the whole process.
Okay, so that seems pretty reasonable.
It's an hour. It's a good hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Not bad. I wouldn't eat dinner if that was my routine in my house. Like, okay, well, I don't get to eat dinner, but I'll put you guys to bed. We'll start the routine now. Although I have, you know, I had spelling test practice tonight, so that's a whole, it's very different. It gets different as they get older. I don't know if you knew this.
Do they still thank robots? Appreciative of robots?
This was spelling the word climb. She has 15 spelling words. The only one she got wrong was climb in our pretest.
Is it because how you say it?
Climb? Am I supposed to say climb?
Yes.
It's climb. You spell climb?
Climb.
Climb.
It's not C-L-I-M-E.
No. That's what she did. Of course, she spelled C-L-I-M-E.
Well, how do they expect them not to spell that? Like, that's how you learn how to do this stuff.
Yeah, well, you know. And I'm like, no, it's C-L-I-M-B. She goes, no, it's not. I'm like, no, really, it is.
That's why I went out on faucet, like, when I had a spelling bee in third grade or something.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, that's how I thought.
It's always the W that gets me.
Mm. Bum, bum. How about some show feedback?
Sure. Sergeant Barone has to say, very happy about the addition of comic book talk. Thank you, Ship, for going each week to the comic book store. Nice addition to the show. What'd you get this week, Shipwreck?
I got G.I. Joe, because it's starting a new storyline. They didn't rename it number one. It's issue 219, so it's a great place to pick up. It's all right so far. It's starting out a story. It's
who's the main in this one?
G.I. Joe. It's everybody. Like, this issue has like six separate like starting.
Oh, okay. I was like, sometimes it's like it focuses around one person.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Don't act like I'm a crazy.
No, you're not. But this one is like a big like Cobra taking over the world type thing. Like, they always do. I don't know why this is an event. This is what they do, right?
Right. What else are they gonna do?
But I don't know. Cobra Commander was trying to have this whole plan, and he was trying to keep all the bad guys out of it. But, of course, Destro and Baroness found out and tried to kill him with a toaster. So they're on board now.
Sounds like a good plan for Cobra.
And I picked up
Sounds
Web
like
Wars.
The Republican Party.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Wow.
I don't know. I hope it gets a little bit more exciting, but it's the first issue. It's hard to judge these things on just one issue.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Just like the Republican Party.
That was unnecessarily clever.
It wasn't.
And I picked up the new Web Warriors series.
Now, is that like based on the cartoon or is that like a new
No, there's actually two comics out right now. There's Ultimate Spider-Man Web Warriors, which is a comic for kids based upon the cartoon.
Oh, okay. So I'm not a crazy person.
No, and then there's Web Warriors, which is a spinoff of the Secret Wars. So yeah.
Oh, is that the one with like Spider-Gwen and
Yes. It's Spider-Gwen and Spider-Ham and
What?
It's all these Spider-Man from different dimensions. And the first dimension in this book is the 1960s Spider-Man cartoon. That is its own dimension in out there in the Marvel universe, which is pretty fantastic.
Is it all memes?
It does have him like sitting on a sitting at the desk with the picture of him behind him.
Yeah, okay.
That's like, in there.
Does he say I've run out of a fucks or whatever?
No, it doesn't say that in there. They don't go to that, but it's pretty funny because they go there because it's basically their danger room. They were looking for a non-threatening place to practice their teamwork. And so they went there and rounded up all the 1960s Spider-Man villains. But they decided it was not quite good enough.
Oh, because
it was
going to be easy?
Right. It was a little too easy.
Was it? Yeah. Oh, it sounds funny.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I still need to enter my codes. That way you guys can read this stuff, I guess.
But which I would do.
I've also been reading, like, I'm into the third issue of the new Amazing Spider-Man run, and I think it's pretty terrible. Oh. It's the first issue, he's driving around a spider car.
Spider car.
Now, is it the spider car, like, the one that Johnny Storm built for him, or is it, like, a different one?
It's a different one. You're fast-forwarding to issue 3.
I'm sorry. Well, you know, canonically, Johnny Storm built on the spider buggy.
Yeah, yeah. They touch on that in the third issue. But no, he's got the setup for the Amazing Spider-Man right now is Peter Parker owns Parker Industries, which is like a technology company that their new product is the, I don't remember. It's an Apple Watch. I forget what it's called in the
Spider Watch?
Something like that. But he's the president, and then his bodyguard is Spider-Man. It's the cover.
So it's like Iron Man, but with Spider-Man?
He is considers himself a poor man's Iron Man. Yes. But, and he's got like Prowler, like as his double that's dressed up as Spider-Man.
That's his roadie?
Yeah, that's his roadie. The second issue all takes place in a spider submarine for the most part.
I mean, don't we all have a spider submarine?
And then the third issue is Johnny Storm, gets upset that Peter Parker has bought the Baxter Building, and they fight. Spider-Man and Human Torch fight inside the building.
This sounds weird. Is it supposed to be weird?
I don't know. It's
Who writes it?
Oh gosh, I just forgot the guy's name. It's the same guy who did the Ren and Stimpy comics in the 1990s.
I saw your tweet about that, but I don't know who that is. So, you know, it doesn't.
It's a guy who's been working at Marvel for a long time. And they're fighting against the bad guys are Zodiac, which they're all bad guys based upon astrological signs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I don't know. It's not very good.
Is Scorpio still Nick Fury's brother?
I don't know. Nick Fury is in this. But I don't know. So, I don't know if Scorpio's in there or not. It's possible, but this needs to get better. And like every issue, they've teased, like a classic Spider-Man villain. Like there's been a tease for Green Goblin and Doc Ock and Rhino. So maybe it's going to get better after they get rid of this ridiculous stuff, but I don't know. The whole premise of Spider-Man being his own bodyguard. I just don't believe you could run a successful company and be Spider-Man. Seems tough.
It does seem like a lot of extra work.
Even Iron Man gave it up, right? In the movies.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense to give it up. Like, you would not have time to do that. Totally, totally unreasonable.
Yeah, he gave up his company to Pepper.
What else we got here in show feedback? Is that it for the comics?
I think
sure.
So.
I have been reading the Iron Man comics, and those are really good.
What about the Transformers comics?
They didn't have it when I went to go get it. So
popular.
Or they did not order it.
Right. Not popular. what else we got here? Show feedback.
Wonky Toad has to say, Wombat, your King Candy voice was a dead ringer for Charlie in the Box from the old Rudolph Claymation show. Uncanny and very odd. Loved it. Well, the King Candy voice and the Charlie in the Box voice is essentially the same voice. Both actors are doing an impersonation of Ed Wynn, who is a popular actor who you might know from Mary Poppins. So it all makes sense.
Dan Slott. That's the guy's name.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even have to look it up. It just came to me.
Dan Slott?
That's who is writing Amazing Spider-Man.
Well, he wrote Ren and Stimpy in the 90s.
Right.
Yeah.
He did a good job with that. I enjoyed that.
Nice. Some Watch This Bitches. We can talk about Flash.
Sure.
Because it's so good.
I know. So, I mean.
What? Oh, it's good again?
Yeah, Flash is good. Flash is good. Because they're doing it right. They have a good big bad for the season so far.
A good
Zoom
what?
Is interesting.
What'd you say? Big a bad?
Big bad, yeah.
That's like a term that people use?
That's a term, yes.
Don't use that. That's bad.
Sorry.
That's offensive to me.
So Zoom
is offensive to you?
My sensibilities.
Zoom is a bad guy?
Zoom is a bad guy.
Professor Zoom.
Did he name
Professor Zoom?
That's better. I like it better as Professor Zoom.
His face looks like Baraka. Tan, if he was tan.
It's kind of like a melty, it looks like a melty mask mouth thing.
And he's a big man. He's like 7 feet tall, maybe.
Yeah, and he's voiced by Tony Todd from Candyman.
Flash will do some, like, Flash has some subplots that I really wish they just dropped off the face of the show.
Well, I think all these shows do that. They try to appeal to everyone, and sometimes they lose sight of why I'm watching the show.
But Flash doesn't dwell on them, right, as much as the other ones. Like, you'll see one, it'll pop up for one episode, and maybe doesn't come back for a couple.
Yeah, they're actually pretty good at wrapping that up. I also, the other show, you don't watch it, but another show that also really does that, like, super quick, is S.H.I.E.L.D. You think there's something that's going to be like a season-long arc, and then the next middle of the next episode, they're like, and that's taken care of.
Right.
I'm like, what's next? So, yeah. But this is interesting. Do you want to take a guess on who you think Zoom is, or do you think that's too spoilery even for
Well, we don't know anything.
Batman.
It's not Batman.
That would be cool. I'd be okay. Maybe it's Bruce Wayne.
I like your theory.
What? Which one?
Well, I like that it's Barry's dad.
Yeah, that seems
But
to
it
be
would have to
popular.
Be Barry's dad, like, got mutated somehow, because Barry's dad is not 7 feet tall. I mean,
you never know. There was an accident, and the thing happened, and now he's Zoom.
He got bigger and
sure.
More like Baraka.
And more like Baraka. I'm thinking it's either Barry's dad or it's Barry.
Because
that's the thing, right? We don't know where Earth 2 Barry is.
Or if there doesn't need to be one, though. Does there?
No. And the other thing, and this wasn't brought up by me. This is brought up by, if I was really good, I'd remember who said it on Twitter, and I could probably pull it
Batman?
Up. Batman said this on Twitter. You know, they dropped this little tidbit on the last episode, just kind of like throw it away in the background, that on Earth 2, Arrow is Robert Queen.
The dad.
Yeah, and that his son Oliver died on the boat. So if Arrow is the dad, then who's Zoom?
Right.
Wait, what's going on? There's different
planets?
There's
two Earths. There's two Earths, and
okay.
Professor Zoom's from Earth 2.
Oh, okay.
And it's Joe Foreman.
You think it's him?
I should give him his credit.
Oh, who had that theory?
Yeah.
Who noticed that? Yeah, I mean, that's like...
Excuse me.
Yeah, you're all choked up.
I am.
It is exciting.
I can handle it. It's really cool stuff, and I like... Any show that has me thinking about theories about the show means that it's doing something right.
Right, and the CG is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Special effects are nice.
And King Shark showed up. which is nuts.
Well, that was a couple episodes ago.
I know. I'm just saying, King Shark showed up, and that's nuts.
Right. That was.
And I really liked the Dr. Light costume. I thought they did a really good job on that.
She doesn't look like a doctor, like a Dr. Light, though.
Well, I mean,
she doesn't look like a doctor.
Well, she looks a little
hot doctor.
Like, I think it's, huh?
Yeah, is it a hot young doctor?
Mm-hmm.
She's too young to be a doctor, I feel.
Oh, what do you want from me?
I didn't watch this week's Arrow, but I was up to date, and I just, I'm not feeling it.
Right. I didn't rush to watch Arrow either. I could have watched it last night, I guess, but I didn't. But otherwise, I'm up to date as well. But yeah, I get that. They're doing, I mean, Arrow this season is really just, it's build up for Legends of Tomorrow, and they're not doing Arrow. They're doing, these are all the characters you're going to know for this other series that starts in January. So we're going to focus the show on them.
It's actually more like, remember all those characters we killed off? They're coming back for this new show somehow. Mm-hmm. Don't think too hard.
Let us explain how that's going to work.
Earth 3.
It's too many. Too many zombies
there's
on the show.
There's 52 Earths, if you're counting, Chip.
52. Oh, that's the all-new 52? That's what that is?
Sort of. The all-new 52 is something else.
I read the new Carnage comic, too. I forgot about that. I read a lot of comics. So.
Who is Carnage these days?
It's still Cletus Cassidy in this.
Oh, okay.
In this new,
because I know
Carnage.
Venom was is Flash Thompson still? No, maybe?
He's still Agent Venom. I forget who that is. And Eddie Brock is Toxin now.
Whatever.
I didn't even know there was a Toxin.
Me neither.
He's an offshoot of Carnage.
Sure.
Yeah. But the Carnage comic's pretty good. It's fairly dark.
How do you read it?
Not surprising.
With the light.
Good.
Yeah.
What else we got here? Oh, I want to give a shout out to South Park this weekend, this season. I haven't watched it in a long time, and I saw two episodes that were great. One is about Yelpers, and the other
one. I was going to say, did you watch Boogers and Cum?
That was just amazing. I was on the floor.
It was pretty damn funny.
My wife was, you know, disgusted completely, and I was just dying.
My wife laughed, and I didn't think she would.
Did you watch the Safe Space one?
No, I don't think I saw that one.
That's also hilarious. it's like the guy is, Randy's getting asked for money at the Whole Foods checkout line. You know, would you like to donate $1?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You know what? I saw half of that episode.
Hilarious. Just hilarious.
Yes. Sorry. Yes, I saw half of that one.
I stopped watching that show for a long time.
I don't know.
It still seems pretty strong.
Mm-hmm. Those guys are super rich. Did you know that?
I did know that. One of them is married to a Japanese woman.
I know. He's living the dream.
is that the dream?
I don't know.
It's a dream.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Some. Yeah. new game releases. How about those?
Sure. Living the dream.
Yes.
So what do we want to talk about first? There's a lot of stuff on here.
Let's do Black Ops 3 first.
Okay.
I was going to say, that's
because it'll
first
be short
on the list.
And it's the first thing on the list alphabetically. I rented it from Redbox because it's so cheap. So I said, why not? I played some of the campaign. It is very strange. It's very trippy. It's very over the top violence. It reminds me a lot. There's a lot of scenes where it seems like there's just groups of soldiers who are bunching up so that you can just mow them down. Sort of like the Punisher scene in the dojo where they just mow down a group of karate guys. It's very easy to just headshot a whole group of like a dozen soldiers with very minimal effort, which is pretty entertaining. I'm not complaining.
I tried to play it, but it just took like forever to install.
Oh God. Right.
So by the time it installed, because it goes through and it installs zombies first.
You have no control over
it. And then
it
installs multiplayer. And then the last thing it installs is campaign. And so I was just sitting there going, nope, still can't play what I want to play. And
right. It's the exact reverse order of what you wanted it to install in, I'm pretty sure.
It was. I'll try zombies.
I did because it was ready first.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Oh, this was one of those things where I'm like, oh, I'm going to put this in and I'll come back in an hour and be ready to play. But then I had to like clear room on my PlayStation 4 to be able to install it to begin with. And then, yeah, my night was done by the time I got done installing it.
The zombies mode, I don't know. I'm sure you haven't been following up on the latest of what's going on in Call of Duty, but that's the one where they've hired real actors to play the characters. I forgot.
They've been doing that for a while.
Okay, so Jeff Goldblum is in this.
Nice. Who else? Isn't there usually four?
There's four. Yeah, it's the only one I recognized like right away. But yeah,
you're not very good at this.
Well, I don't. Yeah.
Did you know you host a show about this?
That was the one that I was excited about. The other ones I wasn't excited about.
Chaos.
So there's like four characters, and they tell a little story about how they're bad people, and then they get trapped in a place that has zombies, and then you. Supposed to play co-op, I guess, and kill all the zombies wave after wave. I played by myself for a little bit. It was seemed fun, but you can't go very far by yourself. So yeah, the campaign was pretty. You know, it's all this. It's all high tech now. Very sure. I hope it's not much of a spoiler. But very soon after the game starts, your character, who you can choose, a man or a woman, they both will smoke a cigar. It doesn't matter who you choose.
What if I want to play as a bear?
You can't, just man or woman.
What if I want to play as a male bear?
Maybe DLC. You know, never.
I think that game would be better if you were playing as a bear.
I think it would because you get both of your arms torn off pretty soon after the story starts.
So cyborg.
Didn't they do that
bear?
With the last? That was the last one as well.
Well, they have figure out a way to get you bionics, and I guess they want to teach you how to use them, so it just works into the story well.
Last game, they only ripped off one arm.
Right. Well, now, you know, we're going full throttle. They should have ripped off...
Is your name Jax?
No, but I thought of that. Yeah, I mean, it was fun. I rented it for a few days, and I there were a lot of other games coming out, and I figured I had enough, so I... returned it, and that was it. I never tried the multiplayer because I'm still pretty hooked on Halo, so no need to get confused playing two multiplayer shooters. What else? Should we talk about Tomb Raider?
Well, let's have, like Wombat talk. I want to hear him talk about Fallout.
Yes.
You sure?
How many hours are you into it?
Probably just under six. I didn't play last night because I just didn't have a chance to.
How are the socks?
The socks are very comfortable. I wore them on Tuesday.
Nice.
I
showed them
to
everyone at work and no one knew who they were.
Oh, that's sad.
I know. I'm like, check out my socks. I don't know what that is, but they're fun looking. Thanks.
They haven't seen the ads on the buses?
I don't know. Everyone I work with sucks.
Socks. I'm still waiting for mine to come in the mail.
It's fine. I'm taking a Fallout day on Monday. I actually use that when I type my email saying I need to take off on Monday for Fallout.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought that'd be fun. I have the vacation time. They can't tell me no. They don't care what I do with my vacation time.
Right.
Yeah. So it's. I mean, the first. You know. 10, what is it, half hour of the game is pretty much what you're going to expect it to be. You know, the something happens, you're in a vault, you're not in a vault, game.
Right.
Right? Right?
So it takes you about an hour to get through that probably, right?
No, probably not that long.
It depends how long it takes to get out of the character creator.
Yeah, well, that's true. I actually kept it pretty close to the default guy. I kind of liked the way he looked the best. I think I may have changed his hair and gave him a little bit of stubble.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't really do anything too crazy or exciting with the character creator. I didn't think it was necessary.
Are you on PS4?
No, I'm playing it on the Xbox One.
Ooh, rebel.
That's me. I'm a rebel. Well, like Shipwreck said, deleting stuff from my hard drive is not what I want to be doing. So
right.
That and, you know, there's the free mods, and I got a copy of Fallout 3 now that I can, a digital copy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll figure it out. Yeah, exactly. I'll probably never play it, but I have it on digital. So I want to play that on my Xbox One.
So how's it look? How's it play?
It looks good. I'm not going to say, oh my god, these graphics are astounding, because they're not. But it's nothing to sneeze at either. Some people are saying they're Xbox 360 quality graphics, and that's not true. It's much better than that. I just think, but because it doesn't look so amazing, you go, oh, this is just might as well be last gen. But it's not that bad.
Oh. Well, what about the combat? They said that they worked hard to make it so that if you play in, you know, first person mode, action mode, it's more fun, more feels like a real shooter.
It's still a little loose. Like there's a lot of, you know, controlling weapons while you're shooting. Maybe recoil is the word I'm trying to use. There's still a lot of that. I don't know if it's quite that precise yet.
You're not confusing it for Halo? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not confusing it. No, I'm not confusing it for Halo. So it's fine. I still prefer VATS, but it also really depends on what kind of weapon you're using. Like if I'm using a shotgun, I like using VATS with the shotgun because you could shoot a guy in the head and then you'll see slow motion explosion like a watermelon.
Right.
And that's kind of fun.
Sure. I
mean, and that's always fun. I mean, the differences with this game and the last one is like you kind of want to collect everything. And then, but you could store everything in a workbench. So if you have like an area that you've kind of claimed as your little home base, you can store all your stuff in the workbench. So you don't, and kind of do all your work in one specific area. I will say that I'm not too keen on the building just yet. Like the building of houses and stuff. There is a mission, like the second mission that centers around, and it's an optional mission about rebuilding a town. And I kind of started it, and then once it was like, you don't have enough tape. I'm like, I don't want, I'm going to kill things.
Right.
You guys find your own damn tape. I'm going to kill things. So I kind of just abandoned that mission for now anyway while I go and try to clear out a factory of raiders.
Is it a tape factory?
It is, unfortunately, it's not a tape factory.
Maybe the raiders have tape.
I spent like a good 3 hours doing nothing before I'm like, oh, that's right, there's a game to play here. So it's fun. I like it. I look forward to spending way too much time playing it. I haven't had a chance to really do that yet. But all the basics are still there. You know, your VAT system. Some of the new armor stuff, again, you know, sometimes they make things more complex than they need to. I'm sure there are people that are going to love the world building thing and people that like the fact that you can not only just collect like full armor or jumpsuits. There's also like shoulder pads. You can collect a left shoulder and a right shoulder and a left leg wrap and a right leg wrap. And something that goes on underneath that. I'm like, okay, I guess.
Underwear?
Yeah. Well, it's like you put on the jumpsuit, and then on the jumpsuit, you could attach armor to the jumpsuit. And you could have like a leather right shoulder and a steel left shoulder.
Are you using the app at all to manage your...
No, you don't really need to. Yeah. I downloaded it. I haven't used it yet.
Okay.
Have you thought about getting one of those things that like attaches to your controller? So you can just have the app on your controller. Have you seen those?
No, that's crazy.
Oh.
It's just like a little snap-on thing. I think they're like $10. And then it just puts your phone up above, like on the top of your controller, basically.
That would actually be cool for the map.
I was considering it for this because...
That would be cool for the map.
Isn't it gonna change the weight of the controller? Isn't it going to feel weird?
Well,
how much does your phone weigh?
I don't know. It's an iPhone.
Exactly. So there you go.
Physics, it's like,
yes, there is mass involved with that.
Exactly.
I'm like,
I knew it.
You got us now.
All right, so it sounds like you're enjoying it, but it's not really. Is it a generational leap from?
I don't know. I don't know if it's necessarily. I don't know yet. Something may happen where I go, oh my God, I don't know what I was thinking. This is such a huge difference. It's not. It definitely throws you in feet first very quickly, where there's not a lot of hand-holding once you start doing missions.
Is it still pretty janky when you talk to people and stuff?
I haven't got to the main...
You haven't talked to anybody yet?
I've spoken to people, but I haven't spoken to people in like a town where everything's already set up.
So you haven't,
I have yet to find anyone selling items.
Oh.
I haven't been able to sell anything or buy anything yet.
You're six hours in.
Get to work, man. What are you doing?
I'm saying it's like It's, yeah. I haven't gotten that far
yet.
Is
it pretty? Are you exploring? Or are you just picking your nose or something?
A little of all. Hmm. A little bit of everything. I don't know if pretty is the right word. I did walk along a train track for maybe a little while longer than I should have.
All right. Well, sounds exciting. I can't. Mm-hmm. I guess I can wait till.
Well,
Saturday.
I had to fight these ghouls, and there was a lot of them. And I was at the train yard, and I had to hide. And my guns aren't really all that awesome yet, but I did unlock the bloody mess perk. So now, when I shoot things, every now and again, they just turn to goop.
That's cool.
And that always makes me chuckle. So really, it's a win-win.
I saw on Kotaku there's a way to get a really good gun from the beginning. Did you see that?
No.
If you get the dog, you can go back to the vault, and there's a case in, there's like a box in there, and you tell.
I know the box in the vault. I know exactly where.
And
it
you
is.
Tell the dog to fetch items, and he'll open the box up and get it for you.
Really?
And it's got some sick ass gun in there. Maybe the best gun in the game.
Well then, maybe I'll have to go back to the vault.
It's like the cryo later or something.
You're a cryo later.
I'm gonna cry later.
Living the dream.
Well, is that it for Fallout?
I think that's enough for Fallout. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about it next week. I think.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my Star Wars PS4 to show up before I install Fallout. Hmm.
So, Rise of the Tomb Raider.
It's awesome. Hmm. It's that is a gorgeous game. I can't believe like how good this looks on Xbox One. Like I played the first game on PC and it looked really good on Xbox 360 when I played it there as well. But Crystal Dynamics, like, they're really good at creating the cinematic style of gameplay.
Yes. It holds my wife's attention. Usually these types of games don't, because, you know, it's an action game when it comes down to it. Yeah, it is very cinematic.
It's tense. There's like some tense moments in there.
There's many tents, actually. That's where you set up camp.
Right.
That was terrible.
You know what I like about this game, and I don't know if the last one did this. You'll have to tell me. But it seems like it automatically prepares you for certain situations. So like if there's enemies around and you hear them talking, Lara will start crouching and moving more stealthily. Mm-hmm. Just on her own, you don't.
Yeah,
have
I don't
to figure
remember
out.
Stealth being a huge part of the last game, but it's not like stealth like, oh, you're gonna get caught type of stuff. It's fun stealth where it's similar to like an Assassin's Creed type of thing, where you're just like hiding in the bushes and waiting for somebody to come by so you can grab them and stab them to death.
Right. I like that it's context sensitive and I don't have to push different buttons.
Yeah.
To crouch and to attach to, crouch behind cover and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It does look awesome. I like the hunting. I'm shooting all the animals in the head as much as possible.
The puzzles are fun so far.
The optional tomb, side tombs. I like that. It's a little, maybe too much hand-holding when the messages keep popping up about the optional hidden tombs. Like, if it's really hidden, don't pop up messages, maybe.
I think that's probably going to go away pretty quickly.
Okay, because I've seen two so far.
Right.
But that's cool, though. I've done them, and you get a very nice reward for completing them, and it wasn't hard. I'm into it.
Yeah, there's a lot of shiny stuff on the map, too, to go and find.
Is it open world, or is it like the last game where it was not really open world, but...
It's like the last game,
I think. It's similar to the last game.
Okay.
They had a winning formula there, and it seems like they've just kind of polished it up and
tightened.
Yeah.
I like that the story, I can understand the story. There's no like alien races in it. Well, maybe not yet anyway.
Not yet.
There could be. There could be. It's pretty much the same story from Indiana Jones. Right?
Yeah. That's what these need to be.
I need to basically know the story already. Just change the names a little bit, you know. And it's for a game like this, you can't make it too complicated when you're playing something stretched out over 12, 15 hours. If the story's too complex, you're just going to lose it. So it seems pretty good in that department as well.
The voice acting's really good, too.
Mm-hmm. They have British people. They got real British people this time.
That's the same girl that does Lara, right?
You mean they didn't ask me to do it?
Maybe the DLC.
Rightio, I'm Lara Croft. Sweep your chimney, governor. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
Yeah, she shoots guns, right?
Oh, she says that while she's shooting?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She runs around, oh, bangy, bangy. I got my guns.
The tone is slightly different.
You don't think that's the right tone for this
You know, I find myself, this is pretty weird, right? I'm going to admit this right now, even though it's a little embarrassing. As you play the game, you know, you're in like a cold environment. The snow is deep. When you walk through the thick snow, you slow down.
You get cold when you play games like that?
No, but she starts shivering. There's no meter, as far as I know, there's no cold meter or anything like that. But sometimes she starts shivering, and I'll see a base camp nearby, and I'll sit down at the fire at the base camp. It does nothing. There's no gameplay element for the cold. It looks like she's going to be warmer now, and then she'll sit down at the fire. And I think she usually seems to give you a little like recap of what's going on in the story.
Yeah, she'll start like talking about stuff.
I've done that
today,
twice.
Today I killed 7 random people.
She doesn't say that, but I've done that twice now, and I realized that there's no real reason for it. I felt bad for her a little bit. Like she was in pain. I was easing her pain a little bit before we kill more animals and people.
Right. The bear fight was pretty good at the beginning.
Yes, that took a lot of arrows. Mrs. Cheapy was like, wow, that was intense. Yeah, it's really good. Good job, guys.
I recommend it to anyone who is waiting for Fallout 4 to get patched.
This was the game that they said that last time didn't meet the sales expectations, right?
Yeah, but it sold a crap ton.
It was just a high.
Yeah, they just had an unreasonable... like. I think they had to be happy with it because it's obvious that they gave Crystal Dynamics a lot of budget to make this game.
Microsoft did.
Yeah, somebody did. Somebody gave them a lot of budget because this is the type of game where if you give people a lot of money and they know what they're doing with it, this is the type of game you get. Like there's not anything, really nothing wrong with this game at all. Like it's great. Like the combat's great. The exploration's fantastic. The characters like are believable. Like you're setting her by a fire. Like that's
right. Right. Doing for no reason, reason whatsoever, except that it made me feel better, I guess. It goes to show you that, you know, there was a little bit of outrage and Microsoft has this exclusive and, you know, it's all about the money. It's all about the money, but these games take a lot of money to make them right. And maybe if Microsoft doesn't step forward with this type of deal, they don't even make this game because it's too risky.
I just keep thinking about this with this game and the last one as well. But can you imagine if like Nintendo paid Crystal Dynamics the right sum to make a Metroid game?
Oh, like, that would be amazing.
Yeah, like because this is close to what a modern Metroid game would be.
The movement and the environment and the action.
Yeah.
And picking up better weapons as you go along to do things that you couldn't do before.
Right. You backtrack and everything. But
if it was too much money
in space, like with all the sci-fi stuff.
Maybe they should just make Lara Croft in space.
It would be. I think these are good ideas.
Space Raider.
These are all great ideas. Is there anything else for new releases?
Nothing else of interest.
Yeah, there's some other stuff.
What else is interesting?
Super Beat Zonic came out, which I talked about that last week, but I knew it was from Korea, but I kept on saying Japan, and somebody pointed that out in the show.
Ah, okay.
But yeah, that's definitely a
Korean
game.
How dare you?
Yeah, I know. And the Arcade Archive this week, it's not on this list from Tech Gaming, but I'm pretty sure Super Dodgeball came out this week.
Super.
That's a fun game. Sure. You guys played that, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know that I need to play it anymore.
Fine.
But maybe I will.
Not for $7.
Oh, also Rodea the Sky Soldier came out for Wii U and 3DS. The Wii U version comes with the Wii version as well. This is the game from the guy who made Nights into Dreams. We saw this at E3 GB.
Ah, okay.
It's got some kind of wacky controls, but it's definitely in that Knights vein. You're flying around through rings, and I don't know. I could hardly control it at E3, but
perfect.
This was the first Wii U game you ever played.
Fantastic.
Yeah. But
take my money. How about a word from our friends over at harrys.com? Wombat, did you know that it was Movember?
I did know it was Movember. That's when you know, we're helping raise awareness for men's health by going out and shaving a cow. Movember.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. You need to go and buy, I recommend using a Harry's razor, of course.
To shave the cow?
To shave a cow.
No, I think
raise awareness for men's health.
Are you sure it's not you're supposed to grow a mustache?
That's just stupid.
It's not that?
No. Why would they call it Movember?
I think it's Movember.
Movember. That's what I said. Right. Movember.
Nice. So Harry's is the official partner of the Movember Foundation. So they'll be donating some money to those guys. I don't think that I could pull off a mustache. I mean, I don't know. That would look weird.
I had a mustache for maybe 2 hours once.
But you have hair.
And my wife made me get rid of it because she is a very anti-mustache.
She is. Mm-hmm. Even for Movember?
Even for Movember. I mean, if I really wanted to grow a mustache, what would it take? Like 3 days?
Right. You're growing one. You may have one by the end of the show.
By the end of this episode, I'll have one. Yeah.
Anyway, so I want all of our listeners to check out harrys.com, especially the Harry's starter set. It's a fantastic deal. And if you use coupon code CAGCAST, you'll get $5 off. It's only 10 bucks with free shipping. You get a razor with 3 blade cartridges and your choice of shaving cream or foaming shave gel. And we've tried this out, Wombat.
Oh, no, it's awesome. You know, Hanukkah is the first weekend of December.
It's soon.
It's super soon. And if you have a Jew in your life, especially a male Jew in your life,
they're hairy.
Chances are they're hairy in each shape. So I wholeheartedly recommend going with a Harry's kit for your favorite Jew.
Two, you probably need two because I'm so hairy. I need one for my front and back.
Yep.
If you catch my meaning.
Nope.
My front and back.
From under?
My back is just hairy.
Yeah, I don't have a hairy back.
You're lucky.
I know. It's very strange.
It's really gross.
I have to shave 3 times a day on my face, but I don't have any hair on my back.
Well, you're lucky because the Harry's razors are awesome.
They are.
They're very high quality. You'll definitely be impressed. I know that I am, and I need to order some more, actually, because I use an electric razor sometimes, and it's just not as close. Mm-mm. So I gotta log in. So go to harrys.com, use coupon code CAGCAST. You're going to love it. Thank you, Harry's. What else we got here? NPDs in multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff?
Okay.
That's something that happened.
It is.
Halo won the big contest.
No, Halo 5 was number one.
Oh, right. Exactly. Not a big surprise, I guess.
No.
I like it.
There's nothing really here that's a big surprise. Yoshi's Woolly World at number 8. Is that a thing that people are?
Is that a surprise?
I don't know.
I bought Band it. I played
at
it.
Number 10.
Rock Band 4 at number 10 is a bit of a surprise to me. I mean, that's a high dollar game.
Right.
That did not have a great distribution.
No. It seemed to be pretty slow. A pretty slow rollout.
Mm-hmm.
And probably,
I mean, you don't know what number 10 numbers are, but yes, it's there.
Right.
But number 10 in October is, that's a significant number, I would think.
Mm.
I mean, you look at everything else on this list, and those are big games.
They are.
So I would assume number 10 is a big game.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see that. That
sure.
means that game continues to get supported.
Woohoo.
Mm-hmm. NBA 2K16, number 2.
Right.
Oh.
Anything else? No, it looks all pretty much standard fare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Madden, wrestling, soccer, Destiny. Assassin's Creed is in there.
Uncharted, and the Nathan Drake collection.
And Xbox was number 1, the number 1 console for the month.
Thanks to Halo,
thanks
I guess.
Thanks to Halo.
Do you think that means it's going to win Christmas?
I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, the way I would look at it is if a lot of people just bought Xbox Ones that never had them before for Halo 5, there is a chance they'll buy another new game for that console because they have this console now. Does that make sense? That makes sense.
That makes sense. I don't know that launching Tomb Raider the same week as Fallout made sense, but...
No, that didn't make sense because I probably won't play Tomb Raider until it's like, I don't know. I think $35 might be the sweet spot for me. So, Then again, I didn't even pre-order Star Wars yet.
Right. I still need to figure that out.
I just got Fallout, and I don't know if I need another game next Tuesday. And I may just wait.
Stupid Best Buy just makes me want to get it.
I know. You know what, though? They're too slow on... Because Fallout was the first game since I've had Gamers Club Unlocked that I pre-ordered with the $10 reward back. And they need to get you that $10 like within the week. Because if I had that $10 burning a hole in my fake Best Buy account, then I probably would have pre-ordered Star Wars. But because I don't have that $10, that $10 may just wind up going towards, I don't know, Just Cause 2 or whatever. Just Cause 3? 3?
3, yeah.
Yeah. Or who knows what else.
Yeah, it usually takes about 2 weeks to get those.
So... Just Cause it might be.
You'll survive.
I think I will. I don't think anyone's going to be weeping or setting up.
Or you could go ahead and pre-order Star Wars and then have $20 to use towards Just Cause.
But I don't. It depends because I don't think I'll get the $20 in time.
When is Just Cause 3 coming out?
I think it comes out like the week after that, doesn't it?
No, it can't be coming
really?
Out soon.
That's that game's coming out soon?
Yeah.
Just Cause 3.
It's either the last week of November or the...
It says December 1st.
There you go. Or the first week of December.
That game's going to have a tough time, I think.
So, too many games.
There's a lot of heavy hitters right now, and that does not seem like one of them. Even though I'm sure it's a really fun game.
They're not spending $50 million on advertising? Is that what you're suggesting?
I mean, you look, Tomb Raider did not get advertised that much. And that's got Microsoft backing it.
Right.
So, Just Cause 3 is still a Square Enix thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Good luck. I would like to play it, but it's...
Oh, I would too, but it's just, boy, with Halo and Fallout and Destiny and... Assassin's Creed and Tomb Raider and Call of Duty.
I don't think anything comes out though
Wars.
Until after this year. We're good until what? February? Like January, I think, is a pretty dead month. So, you know.
Yeah, I think February is when Dead or Alive Extreme 3 comes out.
Yeah. So. February is when Far Cry Primal, is that what it's called? That comes out too.
It's getting a little repetitive, like with the Tomb Raiders and the Fallouts, the hunting. There's a lot of that now. It's hard to get excited for another Far Cry, maybe.
Says you.
Says me. Unless it's really wacky.
I think it might be really wacky. Okay. That's kind of why, you know, you're a caveman.
Yeah.
Killing a woolly mammoth.
Okay.
I can get on board with that.
Huh? Oh. What else we got here in Wombat's news and stuff? Did you read this Star Wars Battlefront article by Arthur on Polygon?
No, but I
skimmed it. Yeah.
It's playable right now.
The point was...
EA Access.
Yeah, he was basically pointing out that, if you subscribe to EA Access, you get the game 5 days before release date, and it's the entire game, and it's 10 hours, and any reasonable person could probably write a review of the game based on that alone, so why should they have to abide to some embargo that, the rest of the media does? So they... Mm-hmm. If you attend the review events, you have to... agree to this embargo, and so they just decided to not attend the review event and are just gonna do it themselves, and it makes for a good point, I think.
Yeah.
So the game's only 10 hours long?
There's no single player.
I was gonna say, but there's I was just about to say that. You cut me off.
No, but you can play for 10 hours and get a pretty good... You get the whole game in there. You know?
Yeah, I mean, the review session is only like 12 or 14 hours. So it's
similar,
much different. Yeah.
And you're playing in a in an uncontrolled environment, which is better represents what the gamer is going to experience. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, you're not really doing your readers the best of the best service when you go to these review events and you're playing like a LAN multiplayer or something. But yeah. Did you read this thing? You didn't care about this Jeff Keighley thing.
I fell asleep in the middle of that article.
It was really long.
It wasn't long at all.
It was way too long. What's the net-net? Give me the net-net on this.
The net-net was that Jeff Keighley, this is from Max Coville wrote this in on Twitter, that Jeff Keighley, you know, decided to do his own game awards and he was doing it in conjunction with Spike TV. But it turns out that the audience of these things, it doesn't require a television network. And mostly with award shows, without a major television network backing you, you can't do it. But because the way that gamers consume media, you know, via Twitch or YouTube, that you don't need a television network anymore. And that so Keighley basically realized that and took his own money, took $1 million of his own money and did it himself. And now he's doing it again this year without any television network. I think the last two were on Spike. So this time he's just...
The last one was just on...
Oh, was it? Okay.
The internet, yeah. That was last
okay.
year.
Last year, okay. So it's the second time that he's doing it just online. So,
good for him.
Yeah, it was, it's, you know...
World exclusive.
Right. People, he made a business out of it. And mm-hmm. it's something... People, you know, obviously like
it's got to be really tempting for him to just change his name to that.
To what?
World exclusive.
Or trademark some, like, let's get ready for a world exclusive. He could be like the next Michael Buffer. Whenever they show a game trailer anywhere for the first time, they bring out Jeff Keighley. He doesn't need to do that.
Well, he doesn't say it.
He doesn't?
No, it's not his voice.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I ruined your whole
Is there game. Another buffer available?
Nope.
All right.
Is that a third buffer?
What else we got here? Sony cuts the PlayStation View prices.
All right.
It's still $70 a month if you want the best package. The cheapest package is $60. Oh, no, $50. That's too much. That's way too much. I pay $70. What do I pay? $80 I pay for 100 up and down internet and HBO. Why would I give that up for this? That's crazy talk. For $50 a month and no internet?
You get a good deal. My deal's not nearly that good.
Really?
Yeah.
But I don't get any channel. I just get the regular, you know, the basic channels plus HBO.
Yeah, I get the basic. I also get the. Well, actually, I get the basic channels plus HBO and 50 up and 50 down, and that's $60 a month.
Okay, so it's not that different.
But I don't have like Cartoon Network.
I don't even know if I have that. I don't even care if I have that because I have Hulu and all that other shit. So I just.
I don't have Hulu though.
It's Hulu's awesome with the commercial free shit.
I have the Netflix.
It's nice, dude. Yeah, watching Flash with no commercials is pretty nice.
I watch Flash with no commercials.
How?
I record it on my DVR.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I don't have a DVR.
You fast forward.
Yeah.
But that requires some effort. This requires no effort. Anyway, what else we got here? Oh, there was a Nintendo Direct.
Mm-hmm. We talked about it briefly.
We did?
Yeah. There was...
oh, yeah.
What Cloud is in Smash right. Brothers.
A female Link. Is that what she is?
Linkle. Great.
They finally announced that Twilight Princess is getting an HD version on the Wii U.
Great.
They announced some more amiibo.
Great. Did they announce anything that's going to sell Wii U's?
They announced that Star Fox is still coming.
So no.
No. Come on. They said the word Zelda Wii U, I think.
Woohoo. All right, you know, we're in a holding pattern till the new hotness comes out next year.
Yeah, they it was a strong Nintendo Direct in the fact that a lot of that stuff is going to sell. I bought I pre-ordered the Mega Man collection that comes with the gold Mega Man amiibo.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm not. Why not?
I was about to say, who would buy those stupid toys while I'm sitting here fidgeting with my Fallout mini mates?
20% off.
I bought so many of these toys this week. Oh my gosh.
What did you buy?
Well, that sale at both Best Buy and at Toys R Us.
I didn't buy any at Toys R Us. I only got the ones at Best Buy, which honestly was enough. I got 8 Disney Infinity figures.
They keep coming. They just keep coming to my house. Like, Best Buy doesn't know how many I ordered, it seems like, so they just keep sending me, like, multiples.
They come from different places, I think.
I got 2 from Florida.
Right.
And 2 from, like, 10 minutes away.
Right. And they all come in individual boxes. Like, yep. I ordered, I think I got, like, 15 of these figures or something.
Okay.
And it was only over, like, 2 or 3 orders. But, or no, it was more than that, I guess.
It was more than that, because you probably did 2 per order. Yeah, so I'm going to say you did about 8 orders.
Yeah. Maybe I only did 6 orders, because I did some of the Toys R Us sale as well. So okay. I did, like, 6 orders, but I get so many boxes, because they just pack one.
So what have you gotten doubles of so far?
I get doubles of Captain America and Groot so far.
Oh, okay. That's it. Okay.
Yeah. And
I have Captain America. I
already gave this away to a friend. So
that's very nice of you.
Mm-hmm. Not you, Wombat.
I have them. I don't need them. I got my Groot and my Rocket today. You know who's a really nice one is Falcon.
Yeah, we have Falcon.
Yeah, I got him.
That's a really nice one.
That was on wings. No, was that on Saturday as well? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I went to Toys R Us that same day that was a Sunday, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember. No, Saturday.
Did you get all your 1.0s for $3?
Yeah, they had all of them for $3, and they had the 2.0s for $5, and yeah, I got a stupid amount of Disney Infinity characters.
I have, please trust me, I have a basket full of them, so.
Have you gone to the Times Square Toys R Us this
No,
week?
I didn't, just I haven't had a chance.
Check that out, I mean.
No.
They just have so many. I don't know how they're going to get rid of them.
Sell them for $3 a piece.
I guess. We'll see.
Something
if that
had
won.
To happen
curious.
There, right? Mm-hmm. Because both stores had that same $3 price point in the same day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Something going on with that.
You said, we need to get rid of some of these. I'm curious to see how many are left at that location.
But now I'm all set for that Marvel fighting game expansion because I got tons of Marvel guys now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So many.
Got my... You know, with the black, before this weekend, I only had Black Widow, Thor, and Iron Man, and the Hulk that you were kind enough to pass on to me. And now I got a Captain America, and a Falcon, and a Hawkeye, and a Loki.
Yep,
so
yep.
I'm all set. I got myself an Iron Fist.
I didn't get that one.
Oh, I got Iron Fist. I got I Iron did. Fist... The 8 I got in the sale were, what was it? It was Rocket, Groot, Iron Fist.
Me too. All those 3.
Falcon, Venom, Captain America,
did I get
Hawkeye, and Loki. There you go. That's my 8.
Oh, Loki I got.
I didn't get Hawkeye either.
Oh, I got Hawkeye and Captain America were the 2 that I picked up in store.
I got the Guardians of the Galaxy set, so that was $15 at Toys R Us.
I don't have that set. I didn't get any of the sets. I thought about that too because I know they were $15. I didn't get the still don't have the Spider-Man set, and I still don't have the Guardian set. So,
yeah, I need the Guardian set. I got the Spider-Man. I got a lot of stuff in my closet. Waiting.
I was going to. I thought about it, and I wound up getting the Toy Box Takeover for 3.0.
Yeah,
because that uses everybody.
Right, it's pretty fun.
It is fun. I'm enjoying it.
Do, do, do. What else we got here? Where am
I? It unlocks a lot of stuff in the toy box, too.
Have you been, you don't play, no one's playing Halo 5 Warzone but me. I'm pretty addicted to that.
Have you been buying packs?
The thought had crossed my mind, but I quickly push it out as fast as I can. You get the points fairly easy, but I'm thinking about it and like, I feel there's something about human nature that these cards just drive something inside your brain that gets you addicted to playing it, or like the thought of opening new packs, the randomness of it or whatever. I don't know if it's like really fair that they put that in these games. I feel like it's...
I don't know if it's about fair. It's about making money.
I know, but I feel like there's something in human nature that we're drawn to this somehow. Something about our makeup is drawn to opening up packs of randomness. I don't know. You see it with...
It's not just packs of random. It's random prizes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yes, it's very much a thing. It's why you can go to McDonald's and get a large soda, and they put a little sticker on there. You could peel it off, and you might win a small French fry.
Yeah. People get hooked to that. I feel like, I feel like it's a little sketchy in a way. It could be. But
It is to a point, yes.
On the other hand, I love it, and I wish they would make the cards even better. Like, I don't like when you open the cards, you can't see what level they are. You have to actually get in game for that first. It seems like that could be tightened up a lot, even to get me to potentially buy cards easier. Like, why is there no app where I can look at all my cards and buy more cards with real money? Not that I wanted that, but
these things are in Tomb Raider as well.
Yes, everything with the cards.
There are cards in Tomb Raider.
For the multiplayer, I guess. Is there multiplayer?
No, it's not for the multiplayer.
It's not. There's just cards in there. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. What? I'm not sure. I think it's for maybe challenges or something. I don't even know, but they all of a sudden they start talking about cards, but then you don't see them when you're playing the single player. I haven't actually found them.
Oh, you go back out to the main menu. And then you can open up the packs there. I don't know. It was like the last thing I did the last time I turned it off was like, oh, I earned a pack of cards. What do I do with these? And I opened them up and I got like a gold one that looked good.
See, I'm telling you, they know. They know it's going to get us hooked and we're not going to trade the game in to GameStop.
Well, it depends. If you can't do anything with the cards in Tomb Raider.
No, you can do stuff with them because I don't know how to use them because it shows you like this increases your ability to do this or
right.
But I don't know. I couldn't even tell you. I'm guessing there's multiplayer in that Tomb Raider game, but I don't know.
I don't think there is.
So I do not know how to use those cards.
Yeah. I feel like it's they're probably for the different modes that aren't like the main campaign because they had some other like you know, like time-oriented challenges and things like that. It's probably for that. But yeah, cards. They want to sell you cards. They know we're hooked. Did we talk about the new Apple TV last week? I can't remember.
I still have not set mine up.
It works pretty
cool. And we did.
We
yes.
did. Okay. We're still enjoying that.
Okay.
Let's do some CAG bag. At Retro Redemption writes in and asks if we're feeling any open world fatigue this year.
We talked about this recently.
Right. Wombat doesn't like it.
It's not that I don't like it.
More set pieces.
I prefer, you know, a game that takes place in a city, but you can't go into any building in the city is dumb.
Right. You want Tomb Raider.
Sure.
It's like Tomb Raider does it pretty well.
Yeah, yes. No, it's a good way to balance it out. Or even in Fallout, at least they, like, either you can walk into every building, and if you can't walk into the building, it's because there's a reason for it. It's not like there's a door you can't walk in.
Right. Yeah. So. Tomb Raider gives you the illusion of an open world, but really it's everything. It's, you know, it's more like a card. If you look at the map, it doesn't look open world at all, right? It's everything's just like a sort of a wide tunnel.
Everything looks doable. Like you can get to it quickly. Right. It's like, oh, there's a lot going on. It's dense within this little space that I'm in.
Yes.
But it's still fun to explore. And I feel like I've accomplished something once I've like crossed everything off the map and go into the next space.
Because it's not about the size of the map. It's how you use it.
Totally.
But it's true.
It is true. It's really true.
I know.
I'm probably going to play some more Tomb Raider as soon as we finish this. At Master of Who writes in and asks, is changing the light bulb on the porch to green sufficient for showing Christmas spirit?
Yes.
Did you know that for Veterans Day, you were supposed to change your lights to green?
Nope.
I saw that on Facebook.
One light or something, right?
Right. Just see if you had the Philips Hue lights. There's an app for that. You don't even need to change your bulbs. I gave up some of the, I told you, right? The light battle. In the house, we're only going to do like those light strips and really, I don't think any actual light bulbs.
I think that's for the best.
Yeah, yeah. Mrs. Cheapy's going to make her nuts. It's going to make her completely nuts. And it's not class. She said it's not classy. I don't know about that. At Riddler Design asks, would you be interested if Hasbro Transformers jumped onto the Toys to Life bandwagon, or is enough enough? Is it too late for Hasbro to get involved with this stuff, Ship?
Well, now, are we talking like a Hasbro, like Lego Dimensions style thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Transformers and G.I. Joe, yes. And
My Little Pony.
The truck. Yeah.
They kind of tried to do this stuff on a mobile type app. I don't remember what that was called, but I remember seeing some little figures. I don't know. There's only so much aisle space, and this stuff is on its way out. So.
Yeah, I think so. We're reaching Guitar Hero levels of oversaturation.
Did Lego Dimensions ever make the top 10 any month?
No.
I don't think so.
They're in.
Is that game selling well?
There's no way that game is selling well.
The price is just way out of whack. Even looking at the Black Friday deals, which we forgot to talk about this show, even though I put it on the outline. Mm-hmm. Just even looking at the you know, it's like what, $35 for the Disney Infinity 3 starter set.
Yeah, or Skylanders, or
right. Mm-hmm. And yeah. What's the cheapest one on Lego?
Like 80.
I was like, what? Oh, this stuff is going to be so cheap at a certain point.
Yeah.
It's because there's so much of it. It takes up so much of the store.
So much space. At what point, they're either going to have to sell it real cheap or they're going to just try to ship it back.
So much.
Get your stuff. We don't want your dumb game.
It's probably good. It's probably a good game, but they just got, the pricing, you got to have some sense of reality. You're not operating in a vacuum. There's a lot of competition out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Legos, everybody loves Legos, right? But let's be realistic.
Well, I think part of it, too, is like, I think people were buying, especially with Amiibo, and to a lesser extent the Disney figures, I think people are buying them to sit on their desks. Not necessarily even playing the games that go along with them.
Right. And you got to price them that way.
Right. You have to price them that way. And I don't know that the Lego sets, there's... not as many people are displaying Lego sets on their like work desk or in their study at home. We do, but
right.
They take up a lot of room.
I think when they were pricing these, these figures actually do more. Like you can mm-hmm. that you build them onto the portal and stuff. There's more functionality there, and I think when they're pricing them, they think, hey, ours do a lot more than these other guys, so we could price them more, and it makes sense.
Well, and they can't undercut their already existing Lego toys.
Right.
Because these are also Legos.
Because then you cut out the people like you just mentioned who just are interested in them as actual figures and toys. And you want to bring those people in. Why not? You know, just like when people buy Amiibos, no one's using those in the games. At Duran603 writes in and says, Cheapy, now that you're back in the US, any plans to brave the crowds and hit up some stores on Black Friday? Wombat, you don't do that, right? You don't actually go to the store.
I don't, and I can't this year anyway because my wife has to work the day after Black Friday, on Black Friday.
Right. Well, that's you wouldn't have gone anyway, right? It seems
no,
dangerous.
No, but me and both kids is just not going to. What we usually do, our little tradition was we kind of like take it easy that morning and don't go anywhere. And then once we know the crowds have died down, we like to go and check out the aftermath of Black Friday.
Just laugh at it.
Yeah, like we walk in, because usually by then, again, as I mentioned, Hanukkah is the first weekend of December. So by Black Friday, we've pretty much got all our holiday shopping done. So we're not really going there to buy anything. We kind of like to go and kind of see like, wow, I can't believe there's nothing left.
It'll be interesting to see. Yeah.
Every now and again, it's like, if they have a $3 sandwich maker left, that's a sign from God that I should be buying a $3 sandwich maker. And that's why I have a sandwich maker.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I'll probably pass. Maybe next year when I'm actually living in the burbs, then my conversion will be complete. But
yeah, I've got Walmart and Target like about a mile from my house, so I'll
stop
venture out there at some point. Yeah.
Yeah. What else we got here? And I think that's it. I think that's all
we got. Bed.
We got
I think
bed.
Bed is what we got here.
All right. Well, let's give a really big thanks to Harrys.com and remind our listeners that they should go there right now and use coupon code CADCAST. I know some of our listeners have mentioned that sometimes the code, they can't get the code to work. Try it in all caps if it doesn't work, because depending on if you're on mobile or not, it seems to be a little sketchy. So give it a try in all caps if you can't get it to work. But you're going to get a great deal, a great product for $10 with free shipping. That starter kit is pretty awesome. Thank you, Harrys.com. Follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck. You definitely want to be following at Video Game Deals for all the Black Friday hotness. And check out Wombat's other podcast, Uninformed Opinions. And I think we'll see you next week.
Good night, Moon. Bread's done.
He's a terrifying enemy of G.I. Joe. Destro is his name.
Destro is his name. G.I. Joe, American hero. Fighting evil Destro.
Introducing Destro.
You better watch out, Joe. Hey, what's going on?
Destro's stealing our tank.
We gotta stop him.
We didn't get you, Destro.
You've met your match, Joe. Destro is here.
G.I. Joe Battle Tank comes with figure, other figures, and Destro sold separately from Hasbro.